A mountain climbing adventure. A group of friends who are into extreme sports meet once a year to work on their bucket list. This year, they decide to go mountain climbing in the dead of winter. The weather is predicted to be clear for the next week. The four friends have spent a few weeks learning basic mountain climbing skills. They chartered a small plane to drop them off at the base of an unnamed mountain. They have just exited the plane and unloaded their gear. The plane has just left with instructions to pick them up 2 days from now at this location. It's 5 p.m. The outside temperature is about 40 degrees F. The sun will be setting soon. Wow, are you guys ready for this? Heck yeah, we are so ready, aren't we guys? Rich and Jenny nod affirmatively. It's getting late. Let's set up camp for the night, and we can leave bright and early in the morning. Good idea. I'll set up the tents. Rich, why don't you get a campfire going? Roger that. They set up 2 tents, one for the guys and one for the girls. They get a nice warm fire going, cook and eat dinner, and then brew a pot of coffee. Night has fallen, and they are sitting around the fire feeling quite comfortable. Okay, let's go over our game plan for tomorrow. This mountain is 5,000 feet high, and it looks like the snow line starts about 2/3 of the way up. So we'll need to take ice batons, ice screws, and ice axes with us, in addition to the normal fair weather stuff. Agreed. We've already inventoried our gear. Knapsacks, ropes, climbing harnesses, carabiners, spikes, mountaineering boots, mittens, helmets, shovels, and axes. We've distributed all the weight among our 4 knapsacks. We should be ready to go at first light. Who wants to be the leader? It's my turn to lead. Jenny led last year, Rich the year before, and Sue, you led the year before that. Who wants to bring up the rear? I'll cover the rear. We'll let the 2 girls have the middle positions in our queue. They put out the fire and turn in for the night. After a good night's sleep, they wake up at dawn, start a fire, cook some breakfast, down some coffee, don their gear, and proceed to the base of the mountain. The climbers tie themselves together with a safety rope. Here we go. Follow my lead. Jason begins climbing up the side of the mountain using handholds and footholds where he can find them. Occasionally, after a difficult area, he drives a baton into the rock, hooks a carabiner to it, and threads a climbing rope through the carabiner so the others can climb using the rope rather than hand and footholds. The other climbers follow behind him. At about 2,000 feet, they reach an overhang where the mountain face juts outward, requiring them to climb outward with their backs facing downward. It's a scary and challenging moment. Jason proceeds cautiously, hammering batons into the rock every 2 feet as he goes. His heart is beating fast because he is in a precarious position. Okay, I made it around the overhang. I'm up on top of it now, thank God. That was scary. We're right behind you. I'm glad we have your batons and supporting rope to help us. I don't think I could have taken the lead on this one. Me either. Jenny gets around the overhang and heaves a sigh of relief. Unknown to the climbers, their combined weight on the rope has loosened the batons holding the rope. Just as Sue was about to reach the outermost point of the overhang, 2 batons popped out of the rock crevices, causing Sue to fall about 5 feet. When she hit the bottom of her fall, it jerked the rope, causing more batons to come loose, such that the rope could no longer support Rich's weight, and he fell down and was left hanging below Sue, with only the safety rope now supporting Sue and Rich's entire weight. Their hearts were beating fast as they looked straight down 2,000 feet and saw that only one small straining rope was keeping them from falling to their deaths. Jason felt the sudden hard tug on his end of the safety rope. "Jenny, why are you pulling so hard on the safety rope?" He looked back at Jenny and saw her face twisted with effort as she was struggling to avoid being pulled backwards off the overhang. "Oh my God, Jason, the batons came loose. Sue and Rich are hanging by the safety rope only. I'm losing my grip. I can't hold up their weight much longer. Do something. Quick. Hang on. I'll tie off a rescue rope and throw it down to them." Jason quickly took a spare rope, tied it around a piece of rock that provided good support, and tossed the loose end of the rope out past the overhang where it fell downward and was grabbed by Sue and Rich. Once they shifted their weight from the safety rope to the rescue rope, Jenny visibly relaxed. My God, that was close. Whose idea was it to do mountain climbing this year? After an arduous effort, Sue and Rich finally climbed above the overhang using the rescue rope. They were able to rest a few minutes on the mostly horizontal top of the overhang while their heart rates and breathing slowed down. They took a few seconds to thank whatever gods that be that they were all alive. They continued onward to a flat area at 3,500 feet and decided to set up camp for a while to regain their strength and calm their nerves. Oh my God, let's not do that again. Amen. Are you two all right? Did you sustain any injuries? No, no injuries. I was just scared to death for a few minutes while my life flashed before my eyes. Likewise. Fortunately, the rest of the climb went smoothly. They made it to the top of the mountain, enjoyed the view, took some pictures, camped overnight, and headed back down the mountain the next day. Getting past the overhang was a little spooky, but they managed to negotiate it successfully and finally reached the bottom of the mountain again, just as the airplane was appearing on the horizon, coming to pick them up. Well, that was the adventure of a lifetime. You can say that again. I've never come so close to dying before. Let's not mention this to our parents, okay? If my mom finds out what happened, she'll ground me from all future adventures. And I can't say I would blame her either. We did come very close to disaster there. Death would have been an accident that we wouldn't have recovered from, you know? Okay, it's agreed. Mum's the word. We won't mention this unfortunate incident to anyone. We came, we saw, we conquered, we had fun. Deal? All nodded their heads in agreement. And that was the end of this year's bucket list adventure trek into the mountains.